Michelle with a 2L, Michelle Alvarez, Alvarez. Let's see, today's 8/14. She's 4/14/89. She's a 36-year-old woman who comes in complaining of left breast pain. The patient states that she's had breast pain for the past 2 years off and on. It's not associated with her period because she had hysterectomy 2 years ago. At one time, she was on hormones for 3 months because they thought she had an ovarian cyst, but that was stopped. Patient did leave her ovaries behind, she says. COVID immunization a few years ago, not recently. Allergy, none. Medical problems, ovarian cyst. Medications, none at this time. Has not been on any hormones, at least for a year or two. At least for a year and a half. Surgery, hysterectomy, family history. Mom with rheumatoid arthritis, heart, hypertension, lupus, diabetes, dad with diabetes, uncle with diabetes, no colon cancer reported, no breast cancer reported. Let's see. She's originally from Puerto Rico under social. She's married, has 2 children, 15 and 14, 15 and 16 years old. She's done customer service work most of her life. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she vapes. Review of system, breast pain, left side now, but goes to the right side, has been present for 2 months, or 2 years off and on. No hematemesis, she's a seizure convulsion, has had some leg pain, some varicose veins in her legs in the past, the family history of varicose veins, some palpitations off and on, some epigastric pain in the past, but nothing on nothing going on at this time. 158 pounds, no significant change in her weight, 97.920. Respiration, 68 pulse, 143 over 86. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs declare, abdomen soft, next rigid, skin shows knowledge. Or mucosal with amnesia, logical non-focal. Detailed examination of both breasts reveals lots of lumps and bumps, consistent with fibrocystic changes, but no worrisome lesions on palpitations. There's no axillary mass or lymphadenopathy present on either side of her axilla. Assessment number one, breast pain. Number two, set up for diagnostic mammogram. Number three, ultrasound of the breast is within normal limits. Number four, ultrasound of the axilla is within normal limits. Number five, dense fibrocystic changes noted, right greater than left. Left, which is which actually she has more pain on the left side now. Number six, because of her palpitation issues, we did look at her echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Number seven, varicose veins in the leg, but no DVT or PVD noted. Number eight, abdominal ultrasound shows minimal fatty liver, gallbladder within normal limits, kidneys are normal, spleen is normal. Number nine, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits in face of family history stroke. Number 10, finally discussed with patient at length. Number 11, has not had any blood work for some time. Number 12, will obtain blood work today and call patient with the results. Next number, come back and see us in the next month. Next number, diagnostic mammogram is being set up by Ms. Blanca at this time. Thank you.